Always Evolving is brought to you by Cast Centers, which is a company and organization very close to me. I founded Cast Centers over 17 years ago. We provide the best evidence-based practices for therapy, mental health, addiction. Anytime you're struggling or you have a loved one who is struggling, make sure you go to our website at www.castcenters.com. C-A-S-T centers.com. Give us a call. We're here to help. We'll help you with a free assessment, and let's get your mental health on track. I want to talk to you about something today that I struggle with. I know you must struggle with, because everybody struggles with this, and it's why you don't do self-care. And when I talk about self-care, it's why you don't do the things that you need to do day to day to feel better, to be authentic, to feel more spiritually connected. You know, when you have an amazing day and it's kind of sometimes because you just wake up in a good mood, but other times you have to work your ass off to feel better throughout the day. You maybe are thinking, oh, I need to be grateful. I need to change my train of thought. I get a lot of text messages from you guys, and maybe you text me. If you don't text me, I hope you start texting me at 310-984-1858, 310-984-1858. I have concluded it is my favorite way to communicate with you. It's free because I assume you have unlimited texting. And I say this to you because I am going to start giving a lot of reminders for you to do your self-care, for you to take care of yourself authentically. And so I want you to text me, because then I can communicate with you directly and I can give you tips on days that maybe you forgot to build that self-care regimen in your life. So everybody authentically has different versions of what self-care looks like. The truth is, the basics work. Good sleep, good nutritious food, good physical health, and lowered stress. And those basic components set the framework to have good self-care. Now, it's all the other stuff, and if one of these areas is off, I highly recommend, and this may be a message to you, to get on track or back on track or not give up. If you're getting a bad night's sleep and it's been years, you can still change it. There's so many different solutions out there. If your nutrition is off, you can get back on track. I'm sure you've had periods of time in your life where you've been more healthy and then maybe something happened, or maybe you got injured, or maybe there was stress or loss, and you changed your food habits, and you can get back to it today, bit by bit. One of the secrets that I have with not eating poorly is I don't have any junk food in my pantry or in my refrigerator, because if I do, I will absolutely eat it. Right now, I decided I fell for the marketing gimmick of skinny popcorn. You know, I think it's called Skinny Girl Popcorn. And I found myself the last few nights eating popcorn late at night. The truth is, there's no nutrition in that. I don't feel good, tastes really good. And it's not going to hurt me to the point where I'm going to have bad physical health, but it's because it's in my home. So what I do is I really try to keep food in my home, snack-wise, that is healthy. Nuts, fruit, dried fruit, eggs, you know, turkey breast. I love turkey pastrami. I love turkey pastrami. Dates, dried dates. So let's get the self-care basics down, which is eat right, good sleep. But this other area is that other part that's authentic to you that you struggle with. And what I mean by that is your morning routine, how you start the day. If you're somebody that prays or is somebody that meditates, I guarantee that you have better days when you start the day praying or meditating. Something that I try to do is journal. I try to journal each day, 1 to 2 pages. And what it does is it clears the thoughts. It has a framework for the day. It's self-care. It takes 2 minutes. It is more nutritious for my soul than watching the news or going on social media. Is really just getting centered. But why do we not do the basic things? I know you're somebody that if you journaled every day or if you meditated and prayed, you'd have a better day. Why don't you do it? Why don't I do it every day? Because we believe there's going to be some degree of pain involved in it. That somehow we're going to have to self-reflect and look at ourselves and that it's uncomfortable. That's the truth. We don't like doing things that we believe are going to be painful. But the lie is that it's actually painful because every time you do it, you feel better. It's almost as if you went to the gym and had a good sweat and you didn't want to go to the gym. Every time afterwards, you say, thank God I went to the gym. I feel so much better. So this is a reminder that when you do your self-care, when you go to the gym, when you journal in the morning, when you pray, when you meditate, when you do an anonymous act of kindness, which is just picking up a piece of trash and no one's looking and you throw it away, you will feel better. Self-care does not mean pain. Self-care means peace. It means relieving stress. And I want that for you. And I want you to stop telling yourself this lie that you're not able to meditate or you just don't like journaling. A lot of people will say to me that I work with Mike, I don't like to journal. And I'll say, well, when was the last time you journaled? Well, many years ago. Well, have you changed much since many years ago? And the people that are really resistant and know where I'm going will say, no, I'm the same person, Mike. I haven't changed. Impossible. We all change. We're all still learning so much about ourselves. So for me, I can share with you, I journaled. I wrote a story called The Cloud, and I'm going to post it soon on my Instagram. And basically, it's a story about a cloud, and it's basically in reference and things I wish I knew as a kid. And I just started writing things I wish I knew as a kid, and I started writing these stories with metaphors. From that, I then decided to contact an animator and to have someone create characters. And I'm in the process now of coming out with a short story of things I wish I knew as a kid. I'm not looking to make any money. I'm not looking to get recognized. I'm doing this as a hobby. I'm doing this for my own self-care. I'm doing it because I feel good. I'm doing it because maybe it's going to help somebody else.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
And for me, that's self-care. It's not painful. What's painful or challenging is the details. What should the cloud look like? What should this guy look like who represents me? How do I do the audio? How do I do the visuals? How do I create the story? But self-care doesn't have to be meditation, prayer, journaling. Self-care can be creating. Self-care could be spending time with people you absolutely adore and love. Self-care can be getting a facial. I'm getting this really strange procedure tomorrow. I don't know, it's called microneedling on the face. I guess it helps remove red marks. I just want to do it. I'm 42 years old. I'm single now. I don't know if it makes my face look better and I feel a little bit better. I'm all for it, right? I have scars on my face from when I had skin cancer and had the Mohs procedure. And that's just self-care. I feel better when I do things that make me look better. Now, when I say look better, looking better gets a bad rap. But we all, you included, no matter who you are, you like to look better. You like, because when you look better, you feel better. Now, when I say look better, I'm not talking about beauty standards. I'm talking about doing something with the intention that it's for you. Because you deserve to do things that will make you feel a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with that. Getting a manicure instead of deciding to do it yourself. Or maybe if you can't afford it, you go on and you watch a YouTube video and you do it yourself. But self-care has this connotation that it has to be this exploration into some degree of pain or that it's not fun. But let me tell you, the reason why you're not doing more self-care is you don't realize that it actually just feels good. If you decide today, as you're listening to this podcast, to do something after this podcast episode finishes that is directly and intentionally related to your self-care, I guarantee you will feel better because you're taking care of yourself. You're number one. Being selfish is suggested by me, recommended by me. Be selfish. And the reality is, people will get labeled as selfish when everybody is selfish. Everybody is self-centered. There's different degrees to it. There's different levels of narcissism. But focusing and taking care of yourself and making yourself number one is the priority. Your self-care is more important than somebody else's self-care. If you're taking care of someone else who's sick, your self-care is more important than their self-care. Because the better your self-care is, the better you're going to take care of them. So the reason why you're not doing more self-care in your life is because you think there's going to be some degree of pain. Maybe you believe you don't deserve it. Let's get past that lie. You do deserve it. And let's figure out something that you can do today that's going to be good and make you feel good. So we covered, you can meditate, you could journal, you get your nails done, get a facial, get your hair done. You could spend time with people you love. You can go to the gym. You can sweat. You can walk. You can spend time with your dog. Do the things that are good for you. Self-care is not watching television. Self-care is not playing video games. Self-care is not complaining. Self-care is not gossiping. Self-care is doing what is healthy and good for you, and I hope you do that today. This podcast, I keep short and sweet. This is what I wanted to discuss with you. Love it when you promote this podcast. Makes me know that I'm reaching you. Thank you for all the messages and all the text messages, which that number again is 310-984-1858. And until next time, keep it magical.